Yeah.
Our reading today comes from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7. Of this gospel I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Heather, for bringing us the word. I know some weeks it feels like we have a lot of verses to sift through, and other weeks, like this, we get one. Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given to me by the working of his power. Aha! Is what I read in those many words. Aha! Yeah. This one line of scripture today is a word to the church, to no church in particular, but to the church, reminding the church that others have suffered on their behalf to get them to where they are in that day. In verse 1, Paul says, "A prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles." I'm sure you could read that differently, maybe calmer, right? A prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. But I think it's really like, I did this for you kind of verse. Yeah, let us pray. Oh, illuminate our hearts, oh God. Help us to see your word and to feel your word this day. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. Epiphany. It's such a fun word. And I have to say I had the greatest blessing this weekend. The person I used to work very in tune with down in Darlington, he was the media guy, right? He texted me and he spelled out epiphany with so many different spaces because he knew that it's not a word that fits like this, right? He said, "Happy Epiphany!" Oh, I've never said it the same since, right? You just got to get up on your toes. Have you done this? Try it. You can try it sitting down if you want, but you kind of got to push up on your toes and put your eyebrows up, and you've really got to go with it, right? Let's try it. Epiphany, right? Okay, 1, 2, 3. Epiphany! Yeah, okay. I'm sure by the end of worship you will be sick of the word, or maybe you'll take it with you. I don't know, right? But it comes from this concept of the manifestation of God's light and the power in Christ. It's celebrated on the 12th day of Christmas. Today should feel like a sharp contrast to that Christmas Eve night when all was calm and all was bright, right? Today is this loud party for Jesus because it's when the people showed up, right? The calm is done, and now it's the busyness. Now it's the craziness, if you will, right? Some churches celebrate this as the Three Kings Sunday, and we certainly could, right? Recognizing that this is the visit from the Magi is remembered, right? That they didn't show up in that quiet stable in Bethlehem, right? They came later, and they caused quite a ruckus in their arrival, I'm sure. However you want to think about today, let's recognize that today we think about how God is in Jesus. It's a true recognition of Jesus' divinity. That's what we celebrate today. And it's a really fun word. And just for your reference, it's not in the Bible anywhere. At least not that I have found. Epiphany. Yeah, it's our word for what happened. It's this awesome revelation of Jesus' divinity. And it's celebrated at the same time each year as we look at Jesus' baptism. Another aha kind of moment in the Bible. That one taking place many, many years later, but it's when God's voice was recognized. In Matthew chapter 3, it says, "And the voice from heaven said, 'This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased.'" Jesus being the divine Son of God is a big deal. It's big enough and exciting enough that it might cause you to just shout out, and if it does, that's okay, right? Because we no longer have to wonder, like our song earlier said, what child is this? Because we know. We know, like Mary knew, that Jesus was a very special child. Now, some years I have been blessed with a baptism around this time. One year I got to baptize my son Dean, my nephew Dean. And then another year we had a triple baptism. Look at that. Isn't that great? So that's my Abigail, who's about 6 months old. And that's Sawyer, who's about 7.5 months old, Brian's nephew. And then my sister's baby, Amelia, who's about a month old. So we had a triple baptism. Oh my goodness, my mom thought we were crazy. Right? Three babies in church, and she knows how hard it is to keep one baby in church quiet, right? But we had three little babies in church that day, and that's why we took these pictures afterwards. Yeah, Amelia slept through most of it, but it was beautiful. Yeah. But we got to celebrate this triple baptism on this beautiful, snowy, cold, disgusting roads kind of day. And we still have food in the freezer left over from that day, right? Yeah, it was a hard day for people to travel, but it was so exciting because when we were celebrating the baptism of Jesus, we also celebrated the baptism of three whom I love. I'm sure I'll never get such a beautiful opportunity again, but it was wonderful. This tradition of baptism, of splashing water on our babies, of blessing them and asking God to bless them and dedicating them to God's will is a tradition not only in our church, but in many churches. It's a time when not only we make promises to those babies, but we renew our promises to be faithful disciples in Christ, to love and serve God through the church, and to raise up our children in a way that they also can choose to do so. It's a time when we remember that someone maybe promised for us that they would teach us and that we promised to teach them. Yeah. It's a beautiful aha moment. And it's a time to celebrate the biggest aha, which is Jesus. By the way, aha is another word for epiphany, in case you're wondering. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the manifestation of God's light and power in Christ. What could be more important than that, right? It's like it's the solid yes for us to know that Jesus is the light of the world. Yeah, there's those babies. You're going to see them again, I'm sure, right? Because it's this full revealing, Epiphany is the full revealing that we no longer live in the darkness because we no longer have to look for hope and love and peace and joy and wait for them to come because it has come. Today we celebrate that the light of God shines in and through Jesus. And yes, we still hope for the second coming, but the first coming has come. Jesus came to the world. So we celebrate that our Savior, the giver of life, has come. And we get to see again this new year that the light does not shine only in the darkness and that the darkness can never overcome it because Jesus was the light of God in the midst of the dark world. Born in a stable, sure. Born by the light of the moon, probably, right? Born to a people who are looking for some magnificent king to be heir apparent, right? In the form of some man ruling in this strength and aggression way. Sure, but they got a baby. They got a baby named Jesus instead. Not a Goliath, not someone who was born to the lords who enslaved the people, but a baby born to Mary. And we get a new beginning. The new beginning that God provided. And nothing says new like a little baby, right? Wrinkly little babies, right? There's this whole mystical side of humanness that comes out when we see new life. We hold them and we inspect them, right? We count their fingers and their toes just to see if they're there. Oh, it's so funny. Sorry, but I'm going to tell you. Not sorry, I guess, right? So Alexander and I were talking about people and how sometimes people look different. And he was talking about how, you know, should we be friends with all the people and how that works. And they learn all this stuff in life skills class. Totally don't understand. But anyway, we were talking about how people look different. And I said, well, you could still be friends with someone if they only have 9 fingers. And he said, 9? Everybody in my class has 10. Right? I said, well, you could still be friends with them if they only have 9 toes. Mom, I think they all have 10 toes. I said, well, you could still be friends with them if they don't have legs or if they don't have arms or if they don't have a head. Silence. Mom, I don't think I know anybody like that. I said, okay, well, if you meet them, you could still be friends with them, right? And he said, yeah, but everyone in my class has all those things. Good. right? But that's what this is, right? There's this whole, like, experiment of understanding humans and recognizing that we all might kind of look the same sometimes, but sometimes we kind of don't, right? And it's not about what we look like, but it's about what's in our hearts and how we have decided to follow Christ, how we have decided to let the light of Christ shine within our heart so that we can be bearers of the light, right? So just like when we get a newborn baby and we inspect them for all the things, right? And we think, oh, that belly button looks weird, right? Yeah, they are. They're so weird, right? And all those wrinkles, and we think, oh, I wonder if they'll ever straighten out. Yeah, but even as we look at that, we can see that God has made new life. And it wasn't something that a person helped with. Like, there was no sewing or knitting group that got together and created this human, right? But instead, we look with awe and reverence at this breath of life. And then we remember that God manifested light in Jesus. So today, or whenever you get to it, I hear there's a snowstorm coming Tuesday if you haven't got to it by then, but today we're going to put away our Christmas tree at our house, and we're putting away our Advent candles, and we're taking down the decorations that are inviting us to think about Christ coming. Because at our house, we're going to recognize that Christ has come, that the preparation was good. We needed it, right? We needed to be reminded to have hope. And we needed the reminder, at least at our house, that there is joy, right? And there is love and that peace could come, right? But now we recognize that Jesus has come. And so we will pack that up for another year. And we'll celebrate the light of the world. Because what we have hoped for has been revealed. And I would invite you to do that too, right? Oh, there's baptism. See how crazy that is? Yeah. Yeah, but what we've hoped for has come. As we celebrate Jesus' baptism today, as we think about the light that Jesus is for us, I invite you to think about those aha moments when your heart has been illuminated by God's love. That was one for me. One of those aha moments when we recognize that Christ has come for you, for me, for your neighbor down the street. I invite you to spend this whole week being in the moment of aha or epiphany or whatever, right? However you want to say it. But to think about how the light of Christ has changed you. Next week, we'll start talking about what you should do with that change, the action that might come because of it. But for a week, for 7 whole days, I would invite you to just sit in the light. And if you're like me, that means you're going to go find a south-facing bay window and curl up like a cat, right? And just let it shine on you until it fills you and warms you. However you do that, I pray that the light of Christ will illuminate your heart again this day. And that you will be with God in the blessing of the light. Happy Epiphany, my friends. Amen.